This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The Ukrainian president's office says civilian evacuations have halted in an area of the country where Russian defense officials had announced a ceasefire. The deputy head of President Volodymyr Zelensky's office said the evacuation effort was stopped because the city of Mariupol remained under fire on Saturday. The Russian Defense Ministry said earlier in a statement it had agreed on evacuation routes with Ukrainian forces for Mariupol, a strategic port in the southeast, and for the eastern city of Volnovakha. But a city official reported that shelling continued in this area Saturday, despite the deal, a sign of the fragility of efforts to stop fighting across the country. The number of refugees that have fled fighting in Ukraine has now reached 1.4 million. Meanwhile, the Russian attacks continue. AP's Karen Chamas has more.
The number of refugees that have fled fighting in Ukraine has now reached 1.4 million as the war continues to rage throughout the besieged country. Arriving in Romania with just the clothes on her back, Ukrainian refugee Lena Nesterova remembers the hour her fate was sealed.
It was the 24th of February, 5:34. We live in the central part of the city, with the top, and here the bombs in Kyiv. We take daughter, dog, only documents, and left.
United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, Filippo Grandi, believes the final number of people fleeing could be as high as 4 million.
When we started, I thought, well, maybe this is, you know, God forbid we reach that figure. It's a lot, but now I'm getting worried that we will.
I'm Karen Chamas.
From Washington, you're listening to VOA.